Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna consciousness is the eternal, natural consciousness of every living being.
Krishna Bhagavan, he is Sanatana Sur, Sarva Jivanta Subhava.
Krishna is the all attractive personality of Godhead.
Krishna Yatartha Sarva Akarshit Bhagavan,
who is seated within everyone's heart. And it is Krishna that is the source of all consciousness or all life. When Krishna leaves the body and takes the jivatma with him, then there can be no life.
Juma Paramatma Rupi Bhagavan Sri Krishna Sharir Alakotas Kavala Abdalahi Sharir Guru Dhavala.
It is Krishna that supplies the air, the rain, the earth, the grains of food. Krishna is sustaining every living being at all times.
वास्तविक पाहता भगवान श्री कृष्ण सर्वांचं पालन करतात पृथ्वी पाणी अग्नि अन्नधान्य सर्व काही भगवान श्री कृष्णांकडून आपल्याला प्राप्त होतात.
And through his various energies, Lord Sri Krishna is making everything take place, both within the spiritual and material worlds.
आणि आपल्या विविध शक्तीने भगवान श्री कृष्ण आध्यात्मिक आणि भौतिक दोन्ही जगतामध्ये घडामोडी घडवीत असतात.
Krishna says in the Gita that he is the intelligence of the intelligent.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण भगवत गीते सांगतात की बुद्धिवंतांची बुद्धी जी आहे.
He is the strength of the strong.
बलवंतांचं बल भगवान श्री कृष्ण आहे.
Whatever abilities anyone may have, it is all being given by Krishna. And one who understands this in truth naturally must surrender to Krishna. To not surrender to Krishna and recognize that we are helplessly depending on him at every moment is illusion.
वास्तविक पाहता भगवंताचं हे आधिपत्य न समजता आपण एक्यानं संघर्ष करणं यालाच माया असं म्हणतात.
लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभू when he was traveling from Shantipur to Jagannath Puri,
चैतन्य महाप्रभू शांतीपूरहून जगन्नाथ पुरीला जात असताना
he was traveling with his associates. And he asked them, did you bring any food? Did you bring any means by which to obtain food? And his devotees expressed that how could we bring anything without your permission? And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with them. He said, to understand that we are completely depending on Krishna is an essential part of our spiritual life.
Krishna
You explained how even if one is a very wealthy man or woman and arranges the most luxurious food to eat, if someone insults that person, his mind will be so disturbed that he cannot even eat one morsel. Or if that person gets fever, then he cannot eat anything, despite so many wonderful arrangements for the nicest food. So ultimately, our power to perform any act is completely dependent on the will of Krishna. When they first were about to leave Shantipur, the devotees told Lord Chaitanya that it is not a safe time to travel through Bengal at this time because there are many opposing military armies who are fighting, and there are also so many thieves and rogues, and if any pilgrim comes walking, they are arrested and tortured and killed.
चैतन्य महाप्रभूंच्या सरकारने इतका सांगितलं की आता प्रवास करण्यासारखी वेळ नाही, कारण बरेचसे सैनिक आणि चोर दरोडी खोर लुटेरू प्रवास करणाऱ्यांना पकडतील आणि कदाचित ठारही मारून टाकतील.
We should wait for some time until it becomes more safe.
आणि याच्यासाठी सर्व वातावरण सुरक्षित होण्यासाठी आपल्याला काही काळ थांबावं लागेल.
When Lord Chaitanya heard this advice, he said that when will there ever be a time when there are not obstacles?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ji ne vichara ki asa kaal kadhi yenar aahe jeva aapalyala kontyahi adchanishi samna dyava lagnar
nahi. We must depend on Krishna and cross over the ocean of obstacles.
Apan Bhagwan Krishna vate avalambun vhayla paije je sarva dukhanta sagar paar karun jaanyasathi aapalyala madat karte.
Therefore I say that I will leave at this very moment. When Advaita Acharya heard this, he became very blissful. He said, "My Lord, what obstacle can possibly stand on your path?" What obstacle can possibly obstruct your progress? All obstacles are your servants. This is a very important lesson for all of us. Every obstacle that comes in our spiritual path, we should know that obstacle is the servant of Krishna. And Krishna has only one desire for his devotees, and that is to become purified and attain pure unalloyed devotion.
आणि भगवंताची केवळ एकच इच्छा आहे की सर्व भक्तांनी शुद्ध कृष्णप्रेम भक्ती प्राप्त करावी आणि त्यांची प्राप्ती त्यांना व्हावी.
सो व्हॉटएव्हर डिफिकल्टीज, व्हॉटएव्हर क्राइसिसेस कम इन टू आवर लाईफ, वी शुड अंडरस्टँड दॅट दीज आर ऑल कृष्णस सर्वंट्स कमिंग टू हेल्प अस टू मेक स्पिरिच्युअल प्रोग्रेस.
आणि म्हणून जीवनामध्ये ज्या ज्या समस्या येतात, या सर्व समस्या भगवंताच्या सेवक आहेत आणि केवळ आपल्या प्रगतीसाठी म्हणून त्या आपल्या समोर येतात.
And if we see in this light, we can always be Krishna conscious.
आणि असं जर आपण सर्व समस्यांकडे पाहायचा दृष्टिकोन ठेवला, तर आपण निश्चितच आपल्या जीवनामध्ये
A devotee has no need to complain about the circumstances around him or her. A devotee is grateful whatever Krishna wants to do, because he is the expert physician bringing us gradually to his lotus feet. The conclusion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtakam prayers teaches us this lesson. We should know that the 8 verses composed by Lord Chaitanya systematically teach us how to progress in Krishna consciousness. The first verse teaches us that the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is the means by which we can purify our hearts of all material contaminations. To cleanse the dust from the mirror of the mind. And gradually through such purification, through the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna, we experience the ecstasy that the soul is always longing for. Cheto dharpana marajanam bhava mahadavagna nirvapanam Sreya karava chandrakavataranam vidyavadhu jivanam Anandam buddhivaradanam pratipadam punam ratashvadanam Sarvatmasna paramparam vijayate sri Krishna sankirtanam. Therefore, this process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the prime benediction, the greatest gift that has been given by the Lord for everyone's spiritual welfare. And then Lord Chaitanya teaches us how to chant the holy names of Krishna. Nam nama kari bahuda nija sarva shakti stadrapita nyamita smarnida kala ethadrishi tapakripa bhagavan mamapi duradaiva mitri samihajani nanulada. That Krishna has many names, and in each of his names he has invested all of his powers and opulences.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki hazaro hazaro nama hai.
Although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always manifesting the most unparalleled supreme ecstasies of love of God when he would chant, he taught us the mentality in which we should chant with great humility. He said, although my Lord, you are so kindly appearing in your name, I am so unfortunate, I have no taste for chanting Hare Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ni jitna naam sankirtan kar kela pante mahare ki he bhagwan krishna tumhi jari tumcha pratyek nava madhe itki divya shakti pradan kelili asli tari mala matra tyat kahi khushi prapt hot
nahi. A devotee never presents himself, nor does he feel himself, to be advanced in spiritual life.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki shuddha bhakta keva hi svatara shuddha bhakta manat nahi ani shuddha bhakta asliyata dakhavat
nahi. One time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he jumped in the river Ganges.
Vikram Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
And he was going deeper under the water. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu and Thakur Haridas, they jumped in the water, even though it was infested with so many crocodiles, and they somehow pulled him out onto the bank of Ganga. And Lord Chaitanya asked, why you have done this? Why you have taken me out?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manale, ki kashasathi tumhi mala panyatun bahar kadle.
What is the use of my living?
Majha ya jivanacha kay artha ahe?
The only purpose to live is to love Krishna and serve Krishna.
Majha jivanacha artha keval bhagavantacha prem prapta karna ani bhagavantachi seva karna hach hota.
But I have no love for Krishna. If I even had but one drop of love for Krishna, I would have died due to separation from him. But the fact that I am still breathing, that my heart is still beating, I am alive, that means I do not even have one drop of love for Krishna. What is the value of my life? And in the next sloka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us the golden rule for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Na dhanam na trinar api sunichena taror api sahishnana amani na mana dena kiratanya sadahari. That we should feel ourselves more humble than the straw in the street. We should be more humble and we should be more tolerant than a tree. Devoid of all sense of false prestige, we should offer all respects to other and we should expect no respect for oneself. When we aspire for and develop these qualities, then only can we chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Lord Chaitanya taught a simple process. When the devotees of Kulina Gram approached him, they inquired that we are grihasthas. We have families and responsibilities in this world. Please tell us how we can achieve perfection in devotional service.
नागरिक भगवान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभूंकडे आले आणि त्यांनी ते म्हणाले की आम्हाला आमचे परिवार आहेत, जबाबदाऱ्या आहेत, असं असताना आम्ही कसं कृष्ण नाम घ्यायचं?
Lord Chaitanya replied that one should always aspire to serve the devotees and one should always chant the holy names of Krishna.
चैतन्य महाप्रभूंनी त्यांना उत्तर दिलं की प्रत्येकाने भक्तांची सेवा करण्यासाठी तत्पर राहिलं पाहिजे आणि हरिनाम घ्यायचं पाहिजे.
And they asked, how do we know who is truly a devotee?
आणि मग त्या गावकऱ्यांनी विचारलं की भक्तांची सेवा तरी केलीच पाहिजे पण शुद्ध भक्त कोण हे कसं ओळखायचं?
He said the best devotee is that devotee who is always chanting
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhanade ki to shuddha bhakta hai jo satat Krishna nama ka jap karta hai.
And whoever comes in contact with such a devotee also naturally begins to chant the holy names of Krishna.
Ani asha shuddha bhakta cha sampradaya jo jo ko niye to toli Krishna Hare Krishna mantra ka jap karta hai.
But we cannot attain such a position unless we are Trinara Bisuni Chena, unless we are so humble. Krishna will simply not allow us to chant his name properly unless we are the humble servant of the servant of his servants.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna. जोपर्यंत आपण तिथे नंबर बनत नाही तोपर्यंत आपल्याला शुद्ध नाम घेण्याची परवानगी देत
नाही. नदनाम न जनाम न सुंदरी कवितम भा जगदीश कामय मम जनमनी जनमनीश्वरी भवत भक्ति रोहि दुखित्वाई. I do not want any amount of wealth. I do not want beautiful association of women or handsome men. I do not want any amount of followers, prestige in this world, popularity. I do not even want liberation. I only aspire to be your servant birth after birth after birth.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purja sloka sangta hai ki mala aishwarya ki abhilasha nahi, sundar stri ki abhilasha nahi. मला शिष्यांचा मोठा ताबा असावा असंही वाटत नाही, पण मला केवळ तुमच्या चरण कमलांचा दास सतत आणि प्रत्येक जन्मामध्ये व्हावं असं वाटत.
Lord Chaitanya is herein explaining what our motivation, what our aspiration should be while chanting the holy names.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु आपण कशासाठी हरिनाम केलं पाहिजे हे या श्लोकात सांगतात.
We are eternally Krishna's servant. Jivera Swarupoi Krishna Nityadas. And we should not be chanting the holy name desiring any material benefits. Because whatever material benedictions the Lord may give us, they will, in due course of time, only disappoint us if they are not utilized exclusively for His service. Materialistic persons, sometimes they even approach God with the desire for material prosperity.
Samsari bhautiktavadi log bhagavanta kade bhautik labhesha kyun jaatata,
for money or for a nice home or a nice wife and family or to pass exams or for a nice car. So many unlimited desires we have to enjoy within this world, but they will all frustrate us because they give no satisfaction to the soul.
Kahi log bhagwantakade paisa sathi jata, kahi changla parivar prapt karnya sathi jata, kuni parikshet pass vahu mhanun jata, tar kuni एखाद्या सुंदर कारगाडीची प्राप्ती व्हावी म्हणून जातात, आणि मग अशा वस्तूने ते आपली इंद्रिय तृप्ती करण्याचा प्रयत्न करतात. पण ह्या सर्व गोष्टी एक दिवस आपल्या जीवनामध्ये निराशा आणणार आहेत हे आपल्याला नंतर कळतं.
This is called the path of karma kanda.
आणि याला कर्माची गती असं म्हटलेलं.
And after achieving even the pleasures of the heavens, when one understands that this material world is miserable, Abrama bhuvana loka punar avratano arjana. Mamu petatu kontaya punar janmana vichita. From the highest planet Brahma loka to the lowest planet Patala loka, they are all places of misery. In such a state, one takes to the Jnana Khanda and seeks liberation, cessation of all material sufferings. Narayana Parasarva Labamanyeta Kuti Namarati Buddha Sunyeta Sarva Deva Mayoguru. No, I'm sorry. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudulabha prasantatma koteshubhi mahamune. That the only person who has pure desire, who is free from the desire to exploit, is the pure devotee of the Lord. Devotee is not concerned whether in heaven or hell, as long as that devotee is serving the Supreme Personality of God. In this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes that we must kick out karma khanda, kick out jnana khanda, and simply aspire to be the eternal servant of the Lord unconditionally. Ashlusya vapadaratam panashtumam adarshanam marmahatam kurotuva yathata tata vidatatu lampato mat prananatastu sa eva napara. In this verse, the Lord is confessing before Krishna that he is completely helpless and utterly dependent on his mercy at all times.
Ani chaitanya purcha sloka madhe chaitanya mahaprabhu bhagwan krishna na sangta hai ki sarva jivatmanchi sthiti atishay dainiya hai ani sarvani chaitanya charanachi sharan ghetli hai.
Lord Chaitanya told Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu to go to every house, to every shop, to every person they saw, and give them the most important of all instructions.
Ani Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ni Nityananda Prabhu ani Haridas Thakur yang sangitla ki tumhi daru dari ga, gharo dari ga, ani jodo nishe kala hi Krishna namasa amrut kya.
Worship Krishna.
Bhagwan Sri Krishna ji puja archa karan.
Chant the holy names of Krishna.
Bhagwan Sacha Divya Namata Gankara.
Serve the servants of Krishna.
Bhagwan Sacha Shuddha Bhattan ji Seva Kara.
Krishna is your mother and your father.
Bhagwan Sri Krishna Divya Namata ji Ayyani Baba.
Krishna is the treasure of your life.
Bhagwan Sri Krishna Divya Namata ji Ayyani Baba.
Krishna is all in all.
Bhagwan Sri Krishna Sarvatra.
Always remember Krishna and give this teaching to others.
Satat ani hamesha Bhagwan Sri Krishna ko smaran kara ani hi shikvan pratyek avataya.
We should know that Krishna is the all in all of our life.
Aplyala je mahit asle paije ki amha sarvanche jiv ki pran Bhagwan Sri Krishna ka.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed, Manaso deho geho jo kichumor arpiluntu alpadi nanda kishor. That my body, my mind, my home, my family, my everything, Krishna, it is all yours. I surrender it all for your loving service.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur Manade, ki mata dhan, dhan, man, ani matam pariva, सर्व तुझाच आहे आणि हे मी तुझ्या चरणावरती सर्वांना शरण म्हणतो.
In this verse, Lord Chaitanya is praying for only one position, not to be a great guru, not to be a great king, not to be a great scholar, but to just be one tiny speck of dust at the lotus feet of Krishna.
आणि कशाचीही ती अपेक्षा न धरता भगवंताच्या चरण कमलाशी केवळ एका धुरीच्या कणाप्रमाणे स्थान
मागताय. उद्धवा वॉज द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ द डिवोटीज ऑफ द्वारका अँड मथुरा.
उद्धव हे द्वारकेमध्ये असलेल्या भगवान श्री कृष्णाच्या शुद्ध भक्तामध्ये सर्वात मोठे भक्त होते.
ही परफॉर्म तपस्या अँड मेड हिज गोल ऑफ लाईफ टू बी वन लिटल पीस ऑफ ग्रास इन वृंदावन.
उद्धवानी प्रचंड तपस्या केली आणि वृंदावनामध्ये भगवान श्री कृष्णांच्या चरण कमलाखाली येणाऱ्या एका गवताची गवतातून स्वरूप स्वीकार.
सो दॅट सम डे द डस्ट फ्रॉम द फीट फ्रॉम द सर्वंट्स ऑफ द सर्वंट्स ऑफ द गोपीज मे सम डे कम अपॉन हिज हेड.
आणि ही गवताची त्यांनी भूमिका केवळ एवढ्यासाठी स्वीकारली की एक ना एक दिवस भगवंताच्या ज्या शुद्ध भक्त गोपी आहेत त्यांच्या चरण कमलाची धूळ त्यांच्यावरती पडेल.
वी शुड बी हेल्पलेसली डिपेंडिंग ऑन कृष्ण.
आणि अशा प्रमाणे असहाय्य अवस्थेत केवळ ते भगवंतावरतीच अवलंबून राहिले.
अँड वेन वी फुलफिल ऑल ऑफ दीज वंडरफुल वंडरफुल एस्पिरेशन्स then we can come to the next stage of the Shikshastakam verses.
Jeva apan he sarva divya ani adbhut dhade aapya jivanamadhye utarvinyacha prayatna karto teva Shikshastakam madhye je sangitlela ahe tyacha artha tyacha karan
nam nam I'm sorry nayanam galadashrudaraya vadanam gadgararudhaya gira pulakar nichitam vapukada thava nam grahane bhavishyati. When will tears flow from my eyes in ecstatic love, and my hair stand on end, and my limbs tremble in love when I recite your holy name?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhagavantala vicharta hai ki ka nahi tumcha divya premana maja hrudaye gadgadune, ka nahi tumcha divya premana maja dolyamadhye ashru ye, ka nahi maje hat paay tumcha divya premana.
Lord Chaitanya is praying that these symptoms of ecstatic love, he wants them not for his own pleasure, but he knows that when one exhibits some such ecstasies of love in true form, then that is so pleasing to Krishna.
की का नाही अशी उन्मादा अवस्था मला प्राप्त होत नाही की ज्याच्यामुळे तुम्हाला प्रसन्नता प्राप्त होते.
सच एक्स्टॅटिक सिम्टम्स डेकोरेट वन्स बॉडी इन सच अ वे दॅट दे आर प्लीजिंग टू कृष्ण.
आणि असे उन्मादाचे लक्षणं आपल्या शरीरावरती उमटणं हा सर्वात मोठा आनंद आहे ज्याच्यामुळे भगवान श्री कृष्ण प्रसन्न होतात.
जस्ट एज अ यंग लेडी मे डेकोरेट हरसेल्फ with beautiful jewels and fine clothes and such nice ornaments just to present herself that will be in such a way that it is pleasing to her lover.
Jeva ekadi stri aplya priya karala prasanna karnyasathi vividh alankarani abhushit hoon yete.
The devotee wants to decorate himself with the symptoms of unconditional love because these ornaments are most pleasing and satisfying to Krishna.
त्यास प्रकारे शुद्ध भक्तांनी अशा या सर्व दिव्य उन्मादाच्या लक्षणाने भगवंताकडे आलं पाहिजे.
Lord Chaitanya is longing for this type of unalloyed love.
आणि अशा प्रकारची दिव्य अद्भुत अवस्था आणि शुद्ध प्रेम प्राप्त करण्यासाठी चैतन्य महाप्रभू
Srila Rupa Goswami has prayed that to achieve Krishna consciousness there's one price.
Jiva Goswami sankta hai, Rupa Goswami sankta hai, कि भगवान श्री कृष्ण से दिव्य प्रेम प्राप्त करना अपने जीवन की शुरुआत है.
The intense greed to have such love. The intense greed to chant the holy names in ecstasy. But that ecstasy is not for our satisfaction, but it is for Krishna's satisfaction. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravrushayatam sunyayatam jagat saravan govinda virahe name. Herein Lord Chaitanya is introducing the ultimate level by which Gaudiya Vaishnavas aspire to love Krishna in the sense of intense separation.
कि कोणत्या दिव्य स्तरावरचं प्रेम आपण प्राप्त केलं पाहिजे ज्यामुळे भगवान प्रसन्न होते.
That a moment seems like 1,000 years or more without Krishna.
आणि प्रत्येक क्षण आपल्याला युगायुगा समान वाटला पाहिजे जो कृष्णापासून आपण दूर राहत होतो.
Sometimes in this material world, when we are waiting for something wonderful, time seems to go so slow. We just cannot wait to get it. Sometimes students, they are waiting for vacation. They are longing for their holiday, and every moment seems like so long until that holiday will come. I remember when I was a student, it was like that. When we are waiting for something wonderful, it seems that it is taking so long, every moment is so difficult to tolerate. But these are very gross examples. A devotee should long only for Krishna.
कृष्ण भक्तांनी केवळ भगवान कृष्णाच्या प्राप्तीसाठी आपण विराहन करणं
पाहिजे. Devotee should not long for any of the illusions of this world.
शुद्ध भक्तांनी या जगातील मायेमुळे अशी अवस्था प्राप्त करून घेण्याची काही आवश्यकता
नाही. Lord Chaitanya is praying in the mood of the gopis when Krishna left Vrindavan that Krishna, bereft of your wonderful sight, every moment seems like years and years and years.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु या ठिकाणी गोपींचा महाभाव व्यक्त करतात आणि म्हणतात की हे भगवान श्री कृष्ण तुझ्या विरहाला युगायुग लोटलेली आहे.
We should learn to long for Krishna in this way.
आपण सादर करणार असं भगवंताच्या प्राप्तीसाठी कळसर करतो.
Sunyayatam jagat saravam govinda virahename. And bereft of the sight of Govinda, this entire material existence, all the universe, seems like one big dreary void. The common people are trying to create so many wonderful arrangements in this world.
या भौतिक जगात आपण पाहतो की लोक नाना प्रकारच्या योजना करण्याच्या प्रयत्नात आहेत.
But Lord Chaitanya says, without you, Krishna, this whole material existence is like a desert. It is a void. It has no meaning. It has no substance. It has no appeal at all.
आणि चैतन्य महाप्रभू सांगतात की या जगात जे जे काही आहे ते कृष्णा वाचून सर्व काही शून्य आहे, वाळवंटाप्रमाणे आहे आणि त्याचा काहीही अर्थ उपयोग नाही.
Ashlesyava padaratam panashtumam adarshana maramahatam karotava yathad datav datatulam patho mat prana natastu sevana paraha.
Herein Lord Chaitanya teaches the purest principles of unalloyed surrender to Krishna.
Ani shivarcha astakamade Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhagavatala kasa sharan gavare aparashitokha.
My Lord, you can do anything you like to me.
Te mantara ki he Bhagavan Krishna, majyashi tumhi kasa hi vyavahar kara jasa tumhala aavde.
I have that type of faith and trust in your love. If you so desire, you can embrace me. If you so desire, you can trample upon me. By bringing so much distress and so much pain in my life, or if you so desire, you can make me broken-hearted by not being present before me. You can handle me in any way you like, because I am your servant unconditionally. This is the highest, purest expression of spiritual love. By gradually following the process of bhakti yoga, as the great acharyas of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya have taught, we could all gradually achieve this pure state of love and devotion to Krishna. So Advaita Acharya explained that all the obstacles that come on a devotee's path are the servants of the Lord, all meant to help that devotee come to the platform of such unalloyed surrender. Then they began their journey, and after some time they came to a very dangerous part of the provinces of Bengal, and they had to take a boat, and the boatman was very much afraid. And Lord Chaitanya induced his devotees, headed by Mukunda Dutt, to very loudly chant the holy names. So as they were going along the river, the devotees with their arms raised were very loudly chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare.
And the boatman became very much afraid. He said, what are you people doing? Do you not know how dangerous these waters are? There are man-eating crocodiles everywhere around the boat. And there are man-eating tigers on both sides of this thin river.
Jangla mode mot mote vaag astat.
And of course we know the tigers are very good swimmers. If they want to come to get you, they will come. And there are robbers and thieves and dacoits who live in this jungle, and they will torture us and kill us if they hear us. Please stop this chanting. So the devotees became completely quiet. And Lord Chaitanya, after some time, he said, "Why have you stopped chanting?" Krishna is not different than his name. If we are sincerely chanting Krishna's name, Krishna with his Sudarshan Chakra will protect us on all sides. We are completely dependent on Krishna. So please, very loudly, have kirtan of the holy names. In this way, all the devotees fearlessly, without concern for the tigers, the crocodiles, or the dacoits, they all raised their arms and very, very loudly echoed throughout the forest the holy name of Krishna. Vinod Thakur has prayed that I have seen and considered all the worlds, and my conclusion is that without the name of Krishna nothing can save me.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur ani asa sangitla ki majya jivanatle sarva anubhavro mala asa vatte ki bhagwan sri krishna cha jitya namavatun apla kuniya jagavde rakhvarna.
So whatever may come into our life, whether it be happiness or distress, pleasure or pain, success or failure, victory or defeat, health or disease, life or death, we should know that they are all wonderful arrangements to help us to find shelter where there is only shelter, in Krishna, who has so wonderfully appeared in his name. Ultimately, the only thing we gain in our life is the realizations. The only thing of any real value that we can gain in life is the realizations that we are eternally dependent on the mercy of Krishna.
कारण या सर्व गोष्टी मधून आपल्याला असं दिव्य साक्षात्कार होतो की आपण सर्वजण सर्वार्थाने भगवान श्री कृष्णांवरतीच अवलंबून आहोत.
Only that will remain beyond death.
केवळ हाच साक्षात्कार मृत्यूनंतर आपल्या बरोबर राहणार.
Everything else you achieve will be taken away.
आणि जे जे काही इतर आपण या भौतिक जगामध्ये प्राप्त करतो ते मृत्यू समयी आपल्यापासून हिरावून घेतलं जाणार
आहे. द ग्रेटेस्ट अटेनमेंट इज दॅट रिअलायझेशन that Krishna is the all in all. He is our father, he is our mother, he is our treasure in life, he is our only goal.
आणि म्हणून सर्वात मोठी प्राप्ती आपल्याला आपल्या जीवनात जर करून घ्यायची असेल तर ती म्हणजे भगवान श्री कृष्ण हेच परमेश्वर आहेत, ते सर्व आणि सर्व काही आहेत.
And this, with this in mind, we should come together very regularly and have wonderful kirtan. Chanting Krishna's holy names.
आणि अशा भावनेतून आपण सर्वांनी पुन्हा पुन्हा एकत्रित यायचं आहे भगवान श्री कृष्णांच्या दिव्य नामाचं संकीर्तन
करण्यासाठी.
Belgaum devotees are very wonderful. Belgaum is a simple place, but somehow by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna's holy name, so many wonderful people have come to participate in this wonderful Sankirtan movement.
Belgaum atishay sada ahe ani Srila Prabhupada'ncha krupena या दिव्य हरिनाम संकीर्तनाच्या आंदोलनामध्ये भाग घेण्यासाठी कितीतरी अद्भुत भक्त या ठिकाणी आलेले आहेत.
आय हॅव ट्रॅव्हल टू सम पार्ट्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड अँड आय कॅन से दॅट द वंडरफुल कॉन्ग्रिगेशन ऑफ वैष्णवस दॅट इज हियर इज समथिंग व्हेरी वंडरफुल अँड व्हेरी रेअर.
मी या जगाच्या बऱ्याच भागामध्ये फिरलेलो आहे आणि मला असं वाटतं की या जगामध्ये वैष्णवांचं सुंदर सहकार्य आणि नाम संकीर्तन या ठिकाणी सर्वात छान होत असत.
यू आर व्हेरी फॉर्च्युनेट टू हॅव इच अदर.
आणि तुम्हा एकमेकाचा सहवास प्राप्त करून घेतल्यामुळे खूपच भाग्यवान आहे.
आय एम व्हेरी फॉर्च्युनेट to have the opportunity to serve you whenever Krishna allows me to do so.
Ani manon bhagwan shri krishna ni mala parvani dili ani mi tumchi seva keli tyamule mi hi khup bhagyavan banle jo.
In the last day or so Krishna gave me a very wonderful realization.
Kalcha ratri sudha mala atishay divya sakshatkar ya thikani jala.
That serving wonderful Vaishnavas like all of you is not an easy thing to do. It is a great blessing and gift from Krishna. Consciousness is the express train back to Godhood.
Krishna Bhavana ki ek aisi zordar express railway aahe ki aapko Bhagwan Krishna ke paas pahunchna.
Just as people complain about the noise that these express trains make on the railway tracks, people also complain about the noise devotees make on the express train back to Godhood.
जेव्हा जेव्हा अशी ही एक्सप्रेस ट्रेन जाते मोठा गोंधळ करतो आणि लोक त्या आवाजाची तक्रार करतात त्याचप्रमाणे जेव्हा भक्त हरिनाम संकीर्तन करतात तेव्हा त्या आवाजाची तक्रार लोक करतात.
आय ट्रॅव्हल्ड सम डिस्टन्स विथ द ग्रेट डिझायर अँड अँटिसिपेशन to serve all of you by visiting your homes and having nice kirtans and nice lectures. Whatever I am allowed to do, it is as your servant. But then I became sick with fever and bronchitis and all sorts of other difficulties. I had no capacity to do anything for you. I wasn't even in a condition to come to see you. And the pain of disease is not so troublesome.
वास्तविक पाहता त्या आजारामुळे झालेल्या वेदना ही काही माझी अडचण नव्हती किंवा तो काही खरा त्रास नव्हता.
But to be bereft of the opportunity to serve devotees, it is the most troublesome thing.
पण तुमच्या सेवेची प्राप्त झालेली संधी गमावणं हेच माझं सर्वात मोठं दुःख होतं.
I came to this realization that serving wonderful devotees like you, we should not take for granted.
आणि म्हणून तुमच्यासारख्या शुद्ध भक्तांची सेवा करणं किंवा त्या सेवेची संधी प्राप्त होणं हे इतकं सहज साध्य नाही आहे याचा मला साक्षात्कार
झाला. It can only such an opportunity to serve Krishna's devotees is a blessing of Krishna, a very rare blessing.
आणि म्हणून शुद्ध भक्तांची सेवा करणं हे खरोखरच भगवान श्री कृष्णाचं एक दिव्य वरदान आहे असं मला वाटतं.
And if he takes away that blessing, we are helpless to do anything. So I am most grateful to Krishna. I was praying throughout the day that I would have some opportunity to meet you and to offer some seva to your lotus feet.
की त्यांनी मला तुमची थोडी का होईना पण सेवा करण्याची आणि तुमचं दर्शन घेण्याची शक्ती दिली आहे.
And although I am quite useless by the prayers and kindness of all of you, Krishna has allowed me to come to have this rare privilege of offering some seva.
आणि जरी माझ्या आजाराने मी निरुपयोगी होऊन पडलेलो असलो तरीही पुन्हा कृष्णाच्या कृपेनं तुम्हासारख्या शुद्ध भक्तांचं दर्शन आणि तुमच्या या संकीर्तनात येण्याची मला एक संधी प्राप्त
झाली. यू विल नेव्हर अंडरस्टँड द व्हॅल्यू ऑफ समथिंग अंटिल इट्स टेकन अवे. दॅट इज द अनफॉर्च्युनेट सिच्युएशन इन दिस वर्ल्ड.
आपल्याकडून अशी दिव्य संधी हिरावून घेणं याचं महत्व तुम्हाला काहीही कळणार नाही.
वी शुड प्रे that we can truly understand the good fortune we have in associating with devotees, in serving devotees, and in coming together to hear the glories and chant the glories of the Lord.
Bhagavan Rata Nama Sankirtan Karna, Bhagavan Ta Vishay Aikna, Ani Tumma Sarkya Bhaktancha Satsanga Dena, Hi Ek Prachanda Krupa Jaya, Hi Aplala Dautar Karna.
It is only by the great mercy of Krishna we have this fortune.
केवळ भगवंताच्या एका प्रचंड कृपेनेच अशी संधी आपल्याला प्राप्त होते.
And if we do not truly honor this fortune, if we do not have great feelings of gratitude for this fortune, then it may be taken away.
आणि जर अशी प्राप्त झालेली जी संधी आहे तिचा आपण मान सन्मान नाही राखला तर मग अशी संधी आपल्याला पुन्हा प्राप्त होणार.
So let us always be kind, loving servants of all the Vaishnavas.
आणि अशा प्रकारे मला सर्व वैष्णवांचा नम्र दास बनण्याची इच्छा.
And let us be enthusiastic and grateful for any opportunity for devotional service.
आणि आपण सर्वजण अशी शुद्ध भक्ती प्राप्त करण्यासाठी म्हणून प्रयत्न केला होता.
If we have this spirit, then Krishna will descend in the most wonderful way to bring such joy when we chant his holy names.
आणि जर असा आपण भाव ठेवला तर भगवान श्री कृष्ण आपल्याला शुद्ध भक्ती देते आणि वैष्णवांची सेवा देते.
And we should work very determined together to bring more and more and more people to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda.
आणि आम्ही सर्वांनी असा प्रयत्न केला पाहिजे निर्धाराने उत्साहाने आणि निश्चयाने की जास्तीत जास्त भक्त राधा गोकुलानंद भगवंताच्या चरण कमलाची शरण घेते.
राधा गोकुलानंद, they are always enjoying the bliss of Gokul. And they have come to Belgaum to give all of you the supreme bliss of Gokul.
Radha Gokulananda he Gokul dhamanti divya ananda nimit ghet astat ani te Belgaum madhe keval evadhe sari chalale ahe ki to divya ananda tumha sarvana prapt ho.
Let us celebrate their mercy by loudly chanting the holy names.
Ani manun त्यांची ही दिव्य कृपा प्राप्त करण्यासाठी आपण हरिनाम संकीर्तन केलं.
कीर्तन but I cannot sing. You'd like to sing?